it had different things in it. Did it have a patchwork stuff? One of those things they make out of patchwork.
Quilt.
Oh yeah, it had. It looked like I saw one of those.
That's right.
You had those in
there. Lots of quilts in there.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought I saw one on the top of that. Well, what would you call a place like if you had a bunch of kids, extra kids sleeping with you, and you just make a place on the floor?
Pallet.
Yeah. And well, you're good. You're really good at this. You're really good at this. And now, you were telling me before about you had some land that you call bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
Now that would be along a
down on the river.
Down the river.
Mm-hmm.
Now the kind of soil that you have down there, you call that kind of soil?
Well, it's a rich land.
It's rich, yeah.
It's a whole lot richer land than upland.
Uh-huh. Well, now is that the same thing as gumbo?
Yeah. Well, there's some of it, but I don't have it. Gumbo's not good land.
Oh, it's not?
It's all sticky, wet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like gumbo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's the sticky kind. Mm-hmm. Well, what about that sandy soil? Mm-hmm. What's that called?
Well, I don't want it too sandy.
That's no good either.
That's not good either. I just call it sandy land, but I'd rather have land that's a clay foundation's the best land. But right, well, I'm gonna tell you, it's getting hot in here.
You
want to
turn
the
now, what about land that has water standing on it all the time?
What do you mean, ponds?
Well, no, I guess...
You just mean the wetland.
Yeah, something like that.
It needs ditching.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got to have a place to fall for it to go somewhere, and some land don't have it.
Yeah. Well, now, is that the same as a swamp?
Yeah.
That's the same thing?
That's the same thing as a swamp.
Uh-huh.
And there's no place for it to go.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And they have to ditch it. Mm-hmm. Well, now, if there was a big watershed or something in your field and it came up to a steep place, what would it do? If there'd been the rain would, you know, there'd been a heavy rainfall and it might cut a
ditch.
That's what you call it
in your field.
What about in the road? If it cut the road like that, would you call it?
A wash.
Oh, that would be.
Be a wash. If it cut the road, you wash.
Oh, I see.
That'd be a wash. Uh-huh. A ditch is something you dig.
Oh, that's something that you dig. You
put there.
That you put there on purpose.
That you put there, a wash is something that washes across the road out there. It's just water washed it across.
And in a field, do you call that a wash?
That'd be a wash.
The same
if
thing.
If it cut across
like that.
I've got ditches in my field.
That you cut,
though. They're cut and put there.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've got washes that I try to fill up and don't want them there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Now what about if you had a deep place between your fields, like a really deep
hollow.
Oh yeah, that's what you call that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what about